Hello, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette. This is a podcast where I get an opportunity to interview people who are from in and around the state of Delaware that are doing some positive things in their communities. And today I'm so excited because my special guest is Leah Williams. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Leah. Leah is a two-time graduate of Delaware State University, where she obtained both her undergraduate degree and MBA. Leah currently works as a principal quality engineer for Northrop Grumman, one of the top defense technology companies in the world. Leah has been recognized as one of the top 30 under 30 rising supply chain stars in the country by Thomas and ISM. Leah has continued to further her education and completed her second master's in cybersecurity technology in 2020 from the University of Maryland Global Campus. Now, Leah was diagnosed with Crohn's disease at the age of 22, and now she serves as an advocate and strives to be an inspiration to others who are also battling this illness. Leah, she's an advocate for HBCUs, and she is an alum of Delaware State University, and she's also the youngest elected president of the 2021 to 2023 Alumni Association. Leah, welcome to Out and About with Antoinette.
Thank you, Antoinette. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
And, you know, I could only smile as I was reading, you know, about you being the youngest, because I'm going to, you know, in all transparency, for you guys that don't know, Leah actually reached out to me before she was running and asked if I would serve on her team. And I was like, huh? So she said, yes, we want you to be the recording secretary. And Leah, I was so super excited that I never really asked you. So now I'm going to ask you. Why me?
Well, Antoinette, you know, first of all, I'm grateful for the team that we have, and every person on the team brings very unique skills and talents that I think are playing a crucial role to our success now and in the future. And you bring so many skills to the table. I mean, you're, first of all, your personality, as you can see, as part of this podcast, you bring a lot of energy and personality to the team, which is awesome. You also have great communication skills. Your social media is somewhere that I believe we as DSUAA could continue to improve and utilize to engage our alumni. And so, of course, you had that skill as well. And then also your creativity. You think outside the box. You're not afraid to voice your opinion. And those are all awesome things that we need as part of this team to ensure we stay on top of alumni. We find new ways to engage them, new ways to reach others.
Well, I'm so glad, you know, but again, I just, you know, I was thinking about, I'm like, why me? And I'm glad that, you know, you told me that. But, you know, I read your bio and you have been doing the darn thing, you know, top 30 under 30, being the youngest of, you know, president of the Delaware Association, Alumni Association. But I left out a few things, and this I want you to expand on. Not only are you musically inclined, but you play nine musical instruments. You also arrange music. And I recently found out you're one of a triplet. Oh my gosh, that must have been such an awesome childhood.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And so I have a brother a minute older than me and a sister a minute younger than me. I am the middle. We are the only three kids that my parents have. After they had us, they were done. But it was great. You know, I was always a tomboy. I love sports. So a lot of the things I did sports related, I did with my brother. And then a lot of the girly stuff I did with my sister. So it really just, you know, worked out. And then as far as the instruments, you know, my dad actually taught me my first instrument, the clarinet, in fourth grade. I then started playing piano in fifth grade. And once I got to high school, I learned the saxophone and then slowly picked up more instruments. I then transitioned to brass, the trumpet. And once you learn one of the brass instruments, a lot of times the fingering's the same. So I moved to the baritone. I then learned the trombone, which is the slide instrument. You know, that's different. And eventually added the French horn and mellophone. And it really just took off from there. I have a passion for music that I love to this day.
And were you also part of the Delaware State University band?
Yes, I was a part of the marching concert and jazz bands. And I was actually one of the only female arrangers. So I can take a song off the radio, put it on paper for the band to play. And that's something I really just love and enjoy doing.
We may need to get you to arrange some music for our upcoming podcast. That would be like really, really cool.
Oh, I would love to. Absolutely.
Awesome. Now you know, your family, like you said, it was one and done. Well, three and done for your parents. And life was great. You had the sister, the brother, the family. But then boom, 22, you're diagnosed with Crohn's disease. Now, that's something that I've heard about. I know a little bit about, but for those of us that are not fully knowledgeable about this, can you tell the listening audience a little bit more about what Crohn's is and you know, what's happening with your body?
Sure, absolutely. So it definitely hit me as a shocker too. I was a completely healthy 22-year-old. I'd actually just graduated from undergraduate at Delaware State University. And in the fall had started my MBA at DSU. So things were going great. And then all of a sudden it hit me where I had a stomach ache, and, you know, I thought it was a stomach ache, and it just got worse and worse, and it didn't go away. And after several weeks, you know, I finally went to the doctor and was like, hey, this isn't normal. And then that's when you go through several tests, you know, they do CT scans and other procedures. And that's when they diagnosed me officially with Crohn's disease. And Crohn's disease is an autoimmune disease. And when we say autoimmune disease, it's really your body attacking itself on accident, in a sense. Your body thinks it's protecting itself, but there's nothing actually wrong with your body. And the way Crohn's disease does that is your body creates inflammation. Now, normally the body creates inflammation because, again, it's trying to protect your body from, you know, various bacterias and infections. But with Crohn's disease, when nothing's actually wrong with your body, the inflammation can do more harm than good. Because over time, the inflammation doesn't stop, and the inflammation will then create scar tissue, and the scar tissue can lead to blockages and other complications. Crohn's disease for me primarily focuses on my small and large intestines, but there's other symptoms that you can have, you know, anywhere throughout your body, whether it's your skin, whether it's your mouth, you know, various areas, as well as, you know, your weight goes up and down. You have low immune deficiencies. You get placed on medicines that affect your immune system. You know, we just came from, you know, coronavirus. We're still coming out of the pandemic. And so I was one of those, you know, although I'm only 28 years old, high risk, because I'm on an autoimmune disease that affects my immune system. And so the best thing that someone can do is first show empathy to not only people with Crohn's disease, but all illnesses. You know, one thing I've realized, I call Crohn's disease an invisible illness, because if you look at me, or if you look at someone with Crohn's, you can't see any visible illnesses. I mean, of course, sometimes when you lose a lot of weight, or sometimes we get rashes on our faces and things like that, but most of the symptoms that someone with Crohn's disease exhibits are internal. So you actually cannot see them. And so I just always want to encourage people to show empathy, because you never know what's going on with someone's life. You never know what they could be struggling with. A lot of times Crohn's patients don't have a lot of energy. A lot of times, you know, there's other things that they're dealing with that you cannot see. And there's other illnesses that are similar. Lupus is another one. Lupus is known, of course, for the red butterfly rash on their face, but several of the lupus symptoms are not seen. Even when you think of someone with cancer, of course, through chemotherapy, they might lose their hair, they might lose weight, but there's other symptoms that cancer patients have that you might not visibly see early on, especially, but they're suffering. So please have, you know, empathy, just treat people with kindness, and then, of course, spread awareness, you know, through conversations like this. This is huge, because so many people do not know about Crohn's disease and other invisible illnesses. So the more we talk about them, the better. The more we, you know, provide donations to foundations such as the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, the more we give back, that leads to advanced research, and that leads to better treatments for people like me.
Well, that's, you know, amazing. And is this something that you diagnose when you're young, or does it matter? Does it matter if you're in your, you know, your young adulthood? Does it affect you older age? What happens?
Yeah, you can be diagnosed at any age. The majority of people are diagnosed, ironically, from 22 to 40. So I was right at the beginning of that diagnosis stage when I was actually diagnosed. But there are children who are diagnosed early with Crohn's disease. They're not quite sure what truly affects it or causes it. Sometimes they say it's, you know, your genes, but no one else in my family has Crohn's disease. Sometimes they say it might be environmental factors. They're really not sure. Of course, though, if you do have someone in your family who has Crohn's disease, then you are more likely to obtain the disease. But any age can be affected. It does not impact anyone's race at all.
Okay. That was another question. Is it something that affects African-Americans or Caucasians, or it just doesn't matter?
Right. This one does not matter. I know lupus, for example, does predominantly affect African-Americans, but with Crohn's and colitis, all races are impacted.
Okay. Yeah. Because I was diagnosed, I guess, about 5 years ago when I was about I think maybe about 53 with type 2 diabetes. And I had no idea why until I found out, you know, on my side of the family, I wasn't raised by my father, but that's where it came from. My grandmother on my father's side, who I'd never met, had lost her leg. My father actually, you know, when he died, again, I wasn't raised by him, but when he died, he had a heart attack, a fatal heart attack, and sitting in the library, and it was probably untreated diagnosis. They said that, you know, he was not being treated for. So I had no idea. So to me, it took me for a loop. How did that make you feel? Especially as you just, you know, getting out of college. I mean, you're like doing the darn thing and boom, you know, but did it affect you as like, you know, how were you mentally okay? Cause we're talking about mental health as well. When you're diagnosed with something physical, how did that make you feel mentally?
Well, it definitely was a shocker. I mean, when the doctor came in and told me I had a disease, you know, of course, several things go through your mind, you know, does this impact, like what parts of my quality of life is it going to impact, you know, and thankfully I have a wonderful support system. During that time I was in college, I had my best friend as my roommate. And when I tell you, she was still in school, but she accompanied me to the hospital. When I had my emergency, she took me to the emergency room. And so having a support system really made a huge difference, because I had someone I could lean on during this transition. And it wasn't just a transition for me as the person being diagnosed, but it was a transition for all of my loved ones and having to best assist me as possible. But even, you know, of course, for my parents to mentally now understand that there's something wrong with their child that they cannot assist with, they cannot control, they cannot protect me from everything. So I'm just very grateful for my support system. And then also I'm a woman of faith. You know, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. And I really just had to give it all to him, because it's something I can't control. And at the end of the day, I knew I had to continue to move forward to the best of my ability.
That's great. I love that. I love that. Thank you. And you know, if there, again, leave us that website or a link or anything that we can do that can, you know, help educate others. You know, is there, you know, how they always have, you know, Cancer Awareness Month and, you know,
yes,
Awareness Month. So let us know if there's something that I, you know, I can share with my listeners on that topic as well. So we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Leah about her latest achievement, as that she was elected as Delaware State University Alumni Association President 2021 to 2023. But not only that, she is actually the youngest president in the history. Now, Delaware State University has 130 years, so we're talking a long, long time. And so, you know, she told me why she chose me, but we're going to take a break. You go grab yourself something to sip or snack. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Leah about her blueprint, what she's looking to do in her 2-year term, as well as any other things, you know, that's happening this year at Delaware State University. So go and grab yourself something to sip or snack. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Vanetta Rogers. Join me on Wednesday at 5 p.m. for my new podcast, Legacy Game Changers. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., join me and we'll talk about finance, education, and wealth building for you and your family to leave a legacy for your loved ones. Once again, that's Legacy Game Changers, Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Hello and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake. And if you're a new listener, let me tell you what you'll be hearing here on Out and About with Antoinette. Each week, I have an opportunity to interview a guest who is from in or around the state of Delaware that is doing positive things in their communities. I will introduce you to them so that they can share their vision and their mission, and then you can share it with others. So stay tuned each week to Out and About with Antoinette. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com. Find and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at delblogger, and on Twitter at Delaware Blogger. And you can see my face in the place on YouTube and IGTV. See ya, it's the DE Diva,
aka the Delaware Blogger.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Out and About with Antoinette. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the CEO of A. Blake Enterprises, social media marketing and consulting. I'm an award-winning blogger, vlogger, author, podcast host, professional speaker, and educator. And here on Out and About with Antoinette, every week on a Wednesday at 1 p.m., I am interviewing a guest who's not only from in, but can be around the state of Delaware, like Leah. She's in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, but she is doing some positive things in her community. And before the break, we were talking to Leah about her diagnosis at the age of 22 with Crohn's disease and how that affected her going forward. But ladies, gentlemen, listeners, this woman is 28. I tease her because she's younger than my oldest son. Leah, you have done some marvelous things in your life. You're giving back, you're sharing. Now, as you look forward as the newly elected president of the Delaware State University Alumni Association for the years 2021 to 2023, first of all, how does it feel? When they told you you were the youngest one, what'd you like say?
You know, I'm truly just grateful for the opportunity. I do not take it lightly. I know that everything that me and the team work towards is for the long term. We want to make a lasting positive impact for our Delaware State University Alumni Association and ensure that the voices of alumni are heard. So I'm just grateful and honored to have the opportunity.
So what's your vision? What's your goal? What's your vision?
So over the next 2 years, our team is going to focus on outreach and engagement. And I'll just, you know, take one step back and just mention, you know, the team. We are a team building bridges, and our goal is to connect past, present, and future generations. And when you look at our team, we have two alumni representing every generation from the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. And that's step one, because we want people to look at our team and see someone that they can relate to, see someone who they might have had and enjoyed their college experiences with. Because again, we want to ensure that each generation is represented and that every alumni voice is heard. But our two primary focus areas are going to be outreach and engagement. Outreach, we want to continue to spread the awareness of the Delaware State University Alumni Association. There's several alumni who have not heard of it. They do not know that DSUAA exists. If they have heard of it, they're not sure what it stands for, all the activities that they can be involved in, and the impact that DSUAA can make. And so that's step number one, spreading awareness, ensuring that we continue to grow DSUAA. The second engagement is we want to make sure those members who are currently involved stay involved and enjoy their experience. We want to provide them with more benefits. We want to provide them with more opportunities to engage with each other as well as new members. We want to make sure that they are connected to us and their fellow alumni, but also the university. So outreach and engagement are our two focus areas.
And that's so exciting, you know, because attending Delaware State College is what it was when I was there. And now Delaware State University, again, that bridging that gap, you know, being an alum used to have a stigma of just old people. And that has changed, you know, due to the fact social media. I mean, we're seeing, you know, the kids, hear me, I just made myself sound old. The young adults are sharing and keeping connected. And our generation, you know, boomers and beyond, they have to do the same. So I'm so excited for what's going on. You know, is there something that, you know, is there something coming up now you want to talk about it? Because, you know, this is going to be happening way before homecoming, which is everybody's so super excited. We just hope, you know, I don't want to date the show, but we're hoping that Delta variant will stay away so that everybody can come back on the yard for homecoming. Are there any special things you want to mention?
Well, definitely. We want people to be able to come back for homecoming. We have a lot of wonderful activities planned. I won't go into too much detail, but I know during the Saturday, we always have an alumni breakfast. We're going to have the parade. We're going to have a day party that we want alumni outside engaging with each other. We're going to have a late evening brunch Saturday night. So there's going to be a lot of activities from Thursday through Sunday that we will want you all to participate in. And as we gather the final details of these flyers, we'll be sure to share that with you all. But even if we look at the upcoming months of just August, you know, we're trying to build bridges. So we're providing events and activities for the alumni to connect with the school, one of which is a how to recruit event coming up on August 17th. And when we say how to recruit, we're looking to provide alumni with the various tools and resources that they can utilize when they're going to these recruitment affairs. Alumni are some of the best recruiters of universities. And so we want to make sure that they have everything that they need to persuade future people, future students to join the Delaware State University family. So we are holding that type of event. Delaware State University also had a huge accomplishment recently. They became the first HBCU to acquire another institution, and that institution was Wesley College, which is also located in Dover, Delaware. So we're working to provide a welcome event for those Wesley alumni so that they understand that they're welcome to our Delaware State University family. And that way our Delaware State University family can also get to know those Wesley alumni. So we do have a lot of things planned, but as you mentioned, Antoinette, we're looking to bridge the gap. We want to represent all age groups. You know, several alumni associations are struggling with how do we connect, you know, how do we bridge that stereotype, right? That stigma of alumni associations are only for the older generations. Well, it's not true. And the only way we can start to do that is to provide events and activities that engage all alumni. We don't want to focus only on the young alum. Everyone should be able to enjoy every single event that we have.
Awesome. Awesome. And before I let you go, is there any contact information, a website, email, even a telephone number that you'd like to leave us so that they can follow along and see what's going on?
Absolutely. So our Delaware State University Alumni Association website is www.dsualumniassociation.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at DSUAA. Our Facebook page is at DSUAA. And we also have a LinkedIn page. Twitter is actually Del State AA. So please follow us on social media. Our email address is dsuaa@alumni.com. Contact us anytime. And then my cell number is 301-542-6687. Feel free to text or call me.
Excellent. Excellent. And I'm going to put all that in the show notes. That's going to be part of my blog so that you can have that information. And Leah, thank you. Thank you so very much for being a guest here on Out and About with Antoinette. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your week. May God continue to bless you, your mission, and your vision.
Thank you so much, Antoinette. I had an awesome time.
You're welcome. And thank you for listening to today's episode of Out and About with Antoinette. You know, every week I have the privilege and the honor of interviewing a guest from in and around the state of Delaware who is doing some great things in their communities. If you'd like to be a guest on Out and About with Antoinette, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. And don't forget to find and follow me on all my social media platforms, including my blog, just use the Linktree ID Dell Blogger. Thank you for listening. And please share this podcast link with your family, your friends, your bae and your boo too. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, AKA the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.